Hi, this is Jonathan. Please follow my directions through this self-empowering exercise and you will control your blushing. Pace yourself for the next 23 minutes. Just follow my voice, knowing that real control is letting go. Letting go. Trusting the process. Allow any intruding thoughts to float away as you focus only on my words. Feeling more passive with every breath that you take. Feel the chair supporting you. Give yourself permission to feel passive. Let me do the work for you. Just follow my voice. Remember, adrenaline drives your blush. Control your adrenaline and you will control your blush. Like an athlete in training, the more you practice this exercise, the more you will be able to control your blushing. Listen to me take a diaphragmatic breath. I'm going to inhale slowly through my nose, drawing the breath into my diaphragm or lower stomach. Then I'm going to exhale slowly through my mouth. Listen to me. Feels good. Now you do it. When you exhale, do your best to pace it to my 4-to-1 count. Taking a long, slow, deep breath through your nose, and exhale slowly through your mouth. 4, 3, 2, 1. Again, inhale slowly. Draw the breath into your lower stomach, feeling it expand, and slowly exhale. 4, 3, 2, 1. Inhale the energy. Exhale the tension. Inhale the oxygen. Exhale the carbon dioxide. Feel your mind begin to slow down as you take control. Again, inhale the oxygen and the power, and slowly exhale the tension. 4, 3, 2, 1. Take a few seconds now and feel the natural rhythm of your body. Breathing is power. Both the technique of the diaphragmatic breath and the metaphor of activating the natural child mind state, which will allow you to breathe emotionally. The more you learn to breathe in both dimensions, the more control you will have over your blushing. Again, take a deep breath in and slowly exhale. 4, 3, 2, 1. Now make mental contact with your right arm. Feel your right arm with your mind. Feel the muscles from your shoulder to your bicep, your forearm, your wrist, into the palm of your hand, your fingers. Feel the muscles letting go, becoming soft and loose. Soft and loose. Now say to yourself slowly, "My right arm is heavy and limp," 3 times now. Now the same thing with your left arm. Feel it with your mind. Feel the muscles in your shoulder, your biceps, your forearm, your wrist. the palm of your hand, your fingers, feeling the muscles becoming soft and loose. Soft and loose. Now say to yourself three times, my left arm is heavy and limp. Good. Continuing to feel passive. Inhaling the oxygen, exhaling the tension. Breathing evenly and rhythmically. Feel the muscles in your forehead smoothing out, letting your jaw hang slack from the roof of your mouth. Letting your eyes roll free. Feeling the muscles in your chest becoming soft, loose, and limp. Feeling the muscles in your stomach becoming soft, loose, limp. Feeling the muscles in your right leg becoming soft, loose, limp. Feeling the muscles in your left leg becoming soft, loose, limp. Soft, loose, limp. Imprint these sensations in your mind. Store these sensations in your memory so that they may be recalled. These sensations are the opposite of hypervigilance and anxiety. Listen to your breathing for a few moments. Even, natural. Feeling very much like a rag doll at this moment as your entire body feels passive. The muscles heavy and loose. Stay with this sensation for a few moments. Be at peace with yourself. At this point, it will be productive to let your eyes close. Letting your eyes roll free beneath the lids. Trusting the process of letting go. Feeling peaceful, calm, secure. Your mind becoming quiet. Your body becoming quiet. Again, make mental contact with your right arm. Feel it with your mind. Say to yourself three times, the warmth is flowing through my right arm. Now say to yourself three times, the blood is flowing through my right arm. You may feel tingling sensations. This is a sign that the blood is flowing. Go with it. Use your mind's eye to visualize the blood flowing through your right arm into your right hand. See the blood vessels dilating and the blood flowing smoothly. Thank you. Now make mental contact with your left arm. Feel it with your mind. Say to yourself three times, "The warmth is flowing through my left arm." Now say to yourself three times, "The blood is flowing through my left arm." You may experience a pleasant tingling sensation as your blood vessels dilate. Use your mind's eye to visualize the blood flowing through your left arm into your left hand. See the blood vessels dilating and the blood flowing smoothly, increasing your skin temperature of your hand as little as 3 degrees is enough to stop panic and stop blushing. Think of it this way. Warm hands equals cool face. By creating hand warmth, you are drawing the blood flow away from your face. Just giving yourself the suggestion, "My hands are warm," will create the effect of vasodilation. Focus on your breathing again, inhaling the power, exhaling the stress. Take a deep breath in through your nose and slowly exhale. 4, 3, 2, 1. Listen to me again. I'm now going to count from 10 down to 1. With each decreasing number, give yourself permission to descend into a deeper state of letting go. With each decreasing number, feel your body become more passive and more relaxed. 10. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4. Three, two, one. Be at peace with yourself. Tune into your body's natural rhythm. Feel the sensations of calm, even breathing, soft, loose muscles, slow heartbeat, tingling, warmth. Stay with this for a few moments. By immersing yourself in this self-regulation exercise, you are quieting your nervous system. You are conserving your energy for when you really need it. You are empowering yourself. Your mind is able to process productively when it is quiet. You are now accessing your deep levels of consciousness. You are accessing the power of your brain. You now know that step number one for adrenaline control is realistic expectations. This means your adrenaline will be present in your challenge scenario. You also know that controlling the adrenaline will control the blush. Identify now a challenge scenario anywhere you want on your hierarchy. Get the picture of the situation clearly in your mind. See it in your mind's eye. Say to yourself out loud, when I'm in the fill-in situation, I know my adrenaline will be there. Say it. Embrace reality. Nurture yourself with realistic expectations. You know at this point that every human being experiences the fight or flight response. This is logic. Your adult mind state tells you this. You are now taking control of your physiology of performance. See yourself experiencing the very first sensation of adrenaline. Whether it's a sensation of heat, a bead of sweat, a heartbeat, or whatever, you know what it is. It's crucial you attach to this image. You want to become as skilled as possible, accepting the first sensation and letting go of the critical script at that moment. This is your crucial moment. Let go of any hope or belief that your adrenaline will not be there. See the moment of acceptance as clearly as you can in your mind's eye. Step number two is accepting the adrenaline. Its power, it's your friend. You've done the work previously in this program to identify your reservoir of situations where you learn the negative association to adrenaline. You are now putting a new, positive, and powerful interpretation on the adrenaline. It means ready, set, go. As you accept the physiology, you are empowered. Stay with the image. Refocus on it. It's the most important part of your script for success. Make believe you are watching a movie frame on hold. See yourself accepting the adrenaline. See this empowering moment clearly as you, number three, take a deep breath. And surf the wave. See the surfing cat in your mind's eye. Stay with this image for a moment. Accept, surf, breathe. Accept, surf, breathe. Accept, surf, breathe. Taking a slow, deep breath now, and slowly exhale. 4, 3, 2, 1. One more time. Inhale and slowly exhale. 4, 3, 2, 1. I'm now going to give you a six-tiered suggestion that will firmly be imprinted in your mind. Number one, You know that a proactive approach will bring you success and happiness. The more you create opportunities for learning adrenaline control, the more empowered you will be. 2. You know clearly that you will experience adrenaline. Therefore, you will accept, surf, breathe. 3. You will say to yourself, "My hands are warm," as you are accepting the adrenaline and surfing its wave. 4. You will let go of the negative interpretation of adrenaline as you know that the physiology of performance is taking place. There is no issue of personhood on the line. 5. The more you listen to this empowering exercise, the more you will be able to implement your self-regulation empowering skills. 6. The more you increase your nurturing parent, adult, and natural child mind states, the more you will develop a high-performance mind and be able to control your blushing. I'm now going to count from 1 up to 10. When I reach the number 7, open your eyes. When I reach 10, you will feel alert and awake with a positive and empowering feeling of energy. 1, 2, 3, more awake now. 4, 5, feeling good energy. Open your eyes now. 6, 7, 8, feeling alert. 9, 10, feeling and appreciating the energy. Take a deep breath one more time. You do it now. Inhale and slowly exhale. 4, 3, 2, 1. Have a great day or night feeling empowered.